Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. And we talked last program about our biblical response to Muslim terrorists. And let me complete my thoughts, please. Just reminding you that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, the final victory over all the power of the devil was gained. We know from Colossians 2 that through the cross, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Jesus won the battle against Satan already. When Jesus hung on the cross, he was certain about the outcome of his saving work. Will we read, for example, in Isaiah 53, verses 10 and 11, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many." We are not fighting a battle for God, my Christian brothers and sisters, against Muslims whose outcome will depend on the intensity of our efforts. No, we are simply seeking the spoils of victory. The battle is already fought and won by Jesus. If we are in Jesus, if Jesus is in us, living in us, ruling our lives, then we can simply enjoy living and gathering the spoils of his victory. Every convert is yet another proof of Christ's invasion of the devil's realm, and a sign, a sure sign of the ultimate fate of the power of evil. They are destined to destruction when Jesus returns again, when the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever, and we will reign with him. The conversion of Saul, who was called later the Apostle Paul, is a perfect example of this fact. If ever the devil had a volunteer to destroy the whole Christian church and wipe it out, it was Saul of Tarsus. Saul was a terrorist. He instigated such a great persecution against the early church in Jerusalem. We read, "Saul laid waste the church," Acts 8, verse 3. Saul was determined to destroy the church. He made his way to Damascus. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to him in a glorious vision and appointed him to be the apostle to the whole Gentile world. The devil who motivated and deceived Saul to hurt the church could have done nothing to stop Jesus from changing his life. When Ananias complained to the Lord that Saul was known to be the arch enemy of the church. Remember, you know, God told Ananias to go, you know, to meet Saul, and Ananias was complaining. Jesus simply said, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine." Acts 9, verse 15. as if Satan's army was facing Jesus' army. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. So imagine with me, Satan's army was facing Jesus' army. The King Jesus asked Satan, "Who is your leading general in your army?" After Saul had been pointed out to him, Jesus simply said, "I will have him for myself. He is mine. He is going to serve me now." What could the devil do to stop Jesus? Nothing. Jesus, it changes people's lives, including Muslims, every day. Jesus, it changes horrible lives. You name it, there is killers and the murderers and terrorists in every country in the face of the earth, almost. Okay? In every race, there are horrible people. Okay? This is a fact. If you doubt it, examine human history. However, Jesus has the power to change people's life, and he does it every day. God is still on the throne. We must believe in God's word, in God's spirit, in Jesus' power to transform and to change the most horrible person on the face of the earth. So today, there is nothing Islam could do to stop the Lord Jesus Christ drawing out whoever he wishes from the Muslim ranks to become his disciples. There is nothing to fear. Then what we should do, we should be able to manifest God's love to Muslims, and we should focus on doing what God commanded us to do in his word. What is that? Well, God commanded us to answer their questions with gentleness and respect. God commanded us to share Jesus, the message of his love and salvation, in the most understandable way to Muslims. Are we doing that? Are you equipped to share Jesus effectively with Muslims? Now, the good news is you can be equipped. Your church can be motivated and equipped. How? Let me give you a simple answer. One, you can go to my website and you can get many information that will motivate you and equip you to witness to Muslims. You can obtain a copy of the book that God guided me to write, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. In this book, I answered all the important objections and the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith. I presented Jesus to them in the most understandable, acceptable, attractive, convincing way, without compromise, of course. And in this book, you will be equipped when you read it. And then, most importantly, when you meet a Muslim, give him the book. Tell him God loves you, and we, followers of Jesus Christ, loves you, and in the book will help you enjoy God's love and salvation. And give him the book. The book explains the divinity of Jesus and the many, many, many important topics. I don't have time to explain to you right now, but before we end our program, we must pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you because you opened our eyes to understand and experience your love and salvation. And we will never stop thanking you, God, for your love and your salvation, your grace that reached out to us and changed our wicked hearts. Thank you, God, for saving a sinner like me. God, we surrender our lives to you today. And we repent of our sins, God. We repent of our lack of interest in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we repent that we did not love Muslims like you want us to love them. God, use us to help multitudes of Muslims, including terrorists, enjoy your love and salvation, and spend eternity with you. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, if you pray this prayer with me, email me. Let me know that you are praying for the salvation of Muslims. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. Accept me. Forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's love and peace with you today. And always, until we meet again, peace, salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.